Hairstyling students from SU College are gearing up for a wine tasting and pairing fundraiser this month in support of their program's long-running wig clinic. Every year, the one-year diploma program fundraises towards purchasing new wigs at the clinic for residents who suffer with hair loss. Members of the community can schedule an appointment to go to the college and have a fitting, and the students will trim the wig to the client's liking and ensure it fits properly on their head, all free of charge. Kirsten Oakley, a hairstyling student who would like to run her own business one day, said the program has been a life-changing experience. "I've had a couple of clients, and it's quite emotional," she told Sue Today. "But it's heartwarming because these people in need are just so incredibly thankful when they leave. It makes me feel proud to be part of it." Oakley noted that wigs can range anywhere from $300 to $1,000, a steep price tag for recipients who may already be dealing with the financial and emotional burdens of cancer, alopecia, and other hair loss-related conditions. Before she joined the hairstyling program, Oakley actually witnessed her own friend Jan Robert battle through stage 4 cancer, which eventually led to their discovery of this special resource at the college. "She was under a lot of stress at that time," she recalled, "to think about purchasing a wig. It's just an unnecessary stress. Then she heard about the wig clinic, so she came in and was fitted for a wig and took that home with her. It was really special." Robert unfortunately ended up passing away, but the smiles that set of hair provided her with was all the confirmation Oakley needed to enter this profession. "Hair is so much more than just hair," she explained. "To put that smile on someone's face who is going through so much just makes me feel like a million bucks." While her class traditionally does fittings for women, Oakley mentioned wigs can always be trimmed to a shorter length for any man who may be interested in the free service. "We definitely would never turn anyone away," she said. The wig clinic was an initiative that began at Sioux Area Hospital before it was picked up by the college in 2013. Sarah Davey, an instructor with the hairstyling program, said they have raised close to $40,000 for wig purchases since the school began facilitating the clinic. "These students have been great," she said. "This is all them. They've been doing all the hard work on this." The hairstyling class of 2024 is excited to raise even more money for wigs when they host their first fundraiser since the pandemic, Cheers to You, on July 27. Taking place at Brewer's Jansen Wine Bar, attendees will get to enjoy three different kinds of wines, each of which will be specifically paired with foods that complement them. Separated into four seating times, students will talk about the wig clinic and share how it works, followed by a social and cash bar. A basket door prize will also be available thanks to donations from several local businesses. Readers interested in purchasing tickets can click here. All the wigs the college donates to residents in need are purchased locally from Wig Boutique on Great Northern Road. The clinic also accepts gently used wigs as long as they're in good condition. Hairstyling students run their salon at the college on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and appointments can be booked by phoning 705-759-2554-2741.